In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, and above all our altar we have the relic of the true cross. Namely, that means that above that altar is a piece of the very cross, the very wood which our Lord Jesus was crucified. And it's an enormous treasure which can value in no money or in property. We saw during the spring on May how it was a fascinating and great story how the relic of the true cross, or how the true cross rather, was found by Empress Saint Helena. And it was because of this holy woman that Christians finally could venerate the true and real cross upon which their Savior Jesus was crucified. But today's feast tells us a story how this great true cross was first lost and then it was found. It happened in the 7th century that an evil emperor of Persia named Khosrow, he started in one of his many conquering wars. And in the year 614, he conquered Jerusalem. And because he was an evil man, he killed many, many Catholics there. And he also stole the true cross, which Saint Helena had discovered. And he also was on the verge of destroying the Catholic Europe as well. And Heraclius, who was the emperor of Catholics in the East, he tried very much to negotiate peace with this evil ruler, but Khosrow refused. So Heraclius acted like a good Catholic would, and he started to fast and pray. And he asked help from God and gathered an army. And with this army, he defeated the evil emperor's troops. Khosrow, the Persian, he was broken by his defeat and he was soon murdered by his own family. And his son later negotiated peace with Catholic Emperor Heraclius. And the first term of that peace treaty was that the true cross, which had been stolen from Jerusalem, that would have to be given back. So it was, and 15 years after the relic true cross was stolen, Emperor Heraclius came back to Jerusalem and carried the cross in great procession to Calvary. But this event was marked by a very great miracle, which gives us a lesson in humility. When the emperor carried the cross, he was all adorned with many pieces of gold and many fabulous jewels. But then, when he was carrying, he came to a sudden halt when he came to a gateway leading to Calvary. No matter how hard the emperor struggled to move forward, the more clear it came that he was jammed, he was stuck in his place where he stood. And then the Bishop of Jerusalem came and told the emperor that he should not be vested in gold and jewels, because Jesus had been poor, lowly, and despised, and as a despised and poor Redeemer, he had carried that cross. So it was no suitable that one who carries the true cross should be all adorned with gold and jewels. So emperor removed his very precious clothes and his shoes, and he took a simple robe of a poor peasant. And dressed in a very poor and modest attire, the emperor carried the true cross to Mount Calvary, and there he put it in the same place where the Persians had stolen it, on the very place where Jesus was crucified. And it is this memory of this great joy that we celebrate this feast today, that something so precious as the true cross was stolen, but it was then found again. Dear children, after the Mass, you all can come to, in your turn, to kiss and venerate the relic of the true cross. This cross, which is so precious for us, is the source of joy to us, because that cross has given us redemption. That means that because Jesus was crucified on that cross, we can all now go to heaven. That there is no greater source of joy in this world than to know that God has given us promise that he will redeem us, and after this life he will take us to heaven. But it also takes, as you heard from the story, to get to heaven takes a lot of humility. That is, we have to forget our own desires or how nicely we would want to live or act, and always think of God first. And if we are given many sorrows in this life, let us remember what the emperor also learned, that it takes lots of sorrows, it takes lots of humility in this world to get to heaven, because Jesus also was sorrowful and he was humiliated. So at the end of Mass, when you venerate the Holy Cross, give thanksgiving to God Almighty that because of that wonderful cross, our Lord Jesus has opened us the gate of heaven. No matter what we face in this world, in the next everlasting life, we are given something much, much, much better, namely everlasting life with all the joys and with the disappearance of all the sorrows. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.